So tonight we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, try to do two osios, two very, very deep in Yanim, actually. So we'll see where this goes. The first one is Os Lamites. And here, it's because the Tzaddik writes that Pamim Nidma La'adam Shiyesh La'siyata Dishmaya La'davar Shu'osa. Sometimes a person thinks he has siyata Dishmaya to something. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is always sending us messengers, and he's talking to us, he's communicating with us in different ways. And sometimes we think, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us a message. So, Tzaddik writes, Al Yismach Al Zeh, don't rely on this. Leymar, Shadavar Tovu. Don't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a message and it's a good sign. Du lu lekein, because you're going to tell yourself, had it been this way, if it had not been a sign, Lahaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. That, if, let's say you're matzliach in something. So you might say to yourself, I was matzliach in this because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be matzliach. It was a sign from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted me matzliach in, I don't know, in the softball game. He wanted me matzliach in business. Something I was matzliach in. So that must have been a message, just siyata d'shmaya, why? Because shirak lavoli tahir mesayna, so we have a klal, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu only assists us in doing something good. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is our partner. Obviously more than just a partner, but he's messiah us to do something good. Aval bebali tameh, if we decide to do something wrong, something inappropriate, rak poschin lo velo messiah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to make our own decisions in this world. He allows us to do the wrong things. He allows us to look at the wrong things. He allows us to say the wrong things. He allows us, but he doesn't help us do it. If you want to, the door's open. You want to do that? The door's open to say lashon hara. The door's open to make fun. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to help you, but he'll let you. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu only helps you do something good. So if I'm not tzliach in something, says Rabbi Tzaddik, you might think that's a sign from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that what I'm about to do is correct. So right, Rabbi Tzaddik, the mikol makom, pamim yesh dilinisayon siyahu. There's sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us tests. Sometimes he tests us. Sometimes that test could be a positive thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. You know, if you won the lottery, let's say. So that could be, oh, siyata d'shmaya, won the lottery, I've made billions of dollars. Or, it could be an incredible test. Having money is not an easy thing. It's a big test. Making billions of dollars overnight is a huge test. How many, I wonder what the statistics are, but it's not in favor of the winners. How many lose their money in a few years from making the money by the lottery? They don't know how to manage their money properly. Making a lot of money very fast sounds like it's a bracha, but it could be an incredible test to a person. So he's saying, not that it's not a sign. Something he's pointing out, when something happens to you, when you experience some type of success in this world, just understand it may not be a siyata d'shmaya, it might be a test for you. And talk to Rebbeim, think about it. It's not so pashtun. He gives an example. I'm not going to go through the details, but he mentions this maisa in Navi, kiyotze kimoshe kasa b'micha, shamar ati adati ki itav Hashem, ended up being avodah zarah, and he was a whole siyata d'shmaya, hashkacha pratis, it must be from a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was terribly wrong. And the terrible stories about Micha. So that's an example of some siyata d'shmaya he had, which he thought was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in fact, was something that was just simply a test. Now, I'm going to skip a couple of the paragraphs. I don't know who put this together, but there must have been some editing things in Gersel, so sometimes you have like these not full sentences. So just for clarity, jump now to the end of this Osa, where it says Ha'etza. What's the Eitzah? So now you are given a test, or maybe you're given Siyata D'shmaya. You're given incredible success, whatever that might be, whether it's a baseball game, whether it's a business, whether it's whatever it might be. How do you know whether it's a Nisayon or it's a Siyata D'shmaya that you should be doing the right thing? So Rav Tzaddik writes, Ha'Eitzah, the advice, the counsel, Lazeh, is Tefillah. Tefillah v'tachanunim l'rach mishamayim. Hamo'ilin lahapech gam hasharish. The only answer is to daven. To daven. Davening is the only way. You just daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Please send me a siyata d'shmaya. Don't send me nisayon. When a person experiences something, you daven that make me allow me to make the right decisions. There's nothing more than that. I would add, if I could, if I may, add be mosiv on tzidkas tzadik. I'm not arguing on the tzidkas tzadik chas v'shalom. But I'm adding that not only tefillah is the ikur. That we should only be sent to siyata d'shmaya, not nisyonos. But one encounters something where it's not so clear. He doesn't know if it's a test or a assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to davening, also talk to Rebbeim. Talk to parents. Talk to people. People who know you, know situations. People typically who are older, who have experience and different things. I remember, it's a maisa, goes back a number of years ago. Maybe my first year in Esh Kodesh, I was looking to teach somewhere, and then I got an opportunity to meet, have an interview in with Landers, to teach in Landers potentially. But it wasn't quite there. I need to meet a few people first. So I was going to the city, to Turo, executive office, I guess, to meet Rabbi Krupka and maybe someone else. I have not taken a train a long time when I was going on this train ride, LIRR, not a long time. And the way it works, those who are not familiar, so either there's a direct train from Woodmere, where I live, to the city, to Penn Station, and you get a subway, or it stops off Jamaica. So I got to Jamaica and changing stations. And then there's a train that said the train's not going to the city, that's it. What happened was a person got wedged in between the tracks and the train, and I saw it. It was awful. I have that. It took me a while to shake that memory. Alive, but stuck in there somehow. Anyways, the train didn't go. I had to cancel my interview. And it goes back 10 years ago. So I said to Rav Weinberg, I asked him, is this like a sign that just I shouldn't go for this? It's a Simon Ra. He said, no, we don't know how to read signs. This could be a test. It could be a new sign. There's no way to know whether this was like to tell you not to go. On my side, I didn't get the job there. But he says, we don't read tests. We can't learn tests. We don't know how Kadosh Baruch Hu sends things. All we can really do is daven. And if you're stuck at a crossroads, we have to decide what to do. So then at that point, you daven and ask Eitzah. But the message from this is that not all messages from Kadosh Baruch Hu are always going to be in your favor. Sometimes it's really there as a nisayon. The next Os Mem, this is a very, very complex topic. Very complex. And Reb Tzadok takes a somewhat of Kabbalistic answer to it. The question of Bechir Chavshis, that we have free will. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yediyah, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. I mean, if Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that I'm about to eat this, well, then I didn't have a decision, because he knows that before the world was created. So this is not my decision. This is me being told, directed, what to do. So I have no Bechira. So it's a very hard question. See, Rav Tzadok takes a very deep yesod here, and it's a very big chizik for us, and as we're all in different ways of Bali Tshuva. Rav Tzadok writes, Iker HaTshuva, Huad Sheyoy Hashem Einav, is a very powerful point. It's a deep yesod here. The essence of Tshuva is, Ad Sheyoy Hashem Einav, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened our eyes, Sheyhu Zidonos Kizichuyos. The Gemara Numa tells us that when a person is a full Bal Tshuva, Mitshuva Me'ava, he does tshuva not because he's scared of punishment, but rather because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to draw closer. The Gemara tells us an incredible thing, that the zedonos, the aveira is done b'mezid, called zedonos, na'asek zechu, is turning to mitzvahs. Turning to mitzvahs. This is why I think it's, I'm sure who, but a few people say this, that the Gemara says, which is better, bal tshuva or a tzadik gamur? So one opinion is, b'malkum shabai tshuva omdim, afilu tzadik gamur menim omdim. So why is the Baal Tshuva greater? So one shot is because all these adonos of Baal Tshuva, he was an Avarian, he did many Avaras, where all the things he did, pile them up, and then he does Tshuva, those flip to the positive side, becomes Zuchuyos. Now he's got more mitzvahs asays than even a Tzadik Gamor. So the Zedonos Nasek Zuchuyos wrote to Lomar, Sheyakir, the Yovin, he knows, he understands, Shekomashe Chata, Hayagam Kein Beratzon, Hashem Yisbarach. All his sins somehow was the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that sounds like an oxymoron of some sort, that my Avera was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Now this is not to say, this is not supposed to motivate you to do Averas. It's supposed to give you chizik that the Averas you've done is somehow the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that work? So this is what he writes. Gimel Psukim, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, the Gimel Psukim V'ata, says in the pasuk, "Ata hasibosas libam," that you were surrounded. Asher hariosi. These are psukim that indicate that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara. He created the Yetzer Hara. Must be a purpose for the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is to create. That's the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to entice us to have a sin. That's part of the ratzon Hashem. So what does that all mean? Uketam yedia ubechira shibir harizal. The yedia, the knowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what our decisions are. And the Bechira, that we have the right to make decisions, that means that what they are based on that Rizal as follows. The Rizal is a Sefer called Sefer Arba Meos, Shekel Kesef. Shishneim emes. It's both true that both the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows my decision to move my hand. At the same time, I move my hand. It's not a stira. Why not? Because kol echad b'makom b'fnei atzmo, each place, the makom yediya, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, is a separate place of the bechir, the two different worlds. You know, Kabbalah talks a lot about worlds, olamos. There's olamos, there's what's called yabia, yud beis, yud ayin is yitzira, sorry, abia, aleph beis yud ayin. Atzilus is the highest world, beis is bria, yud is yitzira, ayin is asiya, different world. They're worlds. The Kabbalah talks a lot about worlds here. So the world of yediya, where Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, is a makum b'fnei atzmo of the makum bechir, where the world of decision making is. The world of Yediyah is in what we call it Atzilus, which is the highest world. And then there's Bechir, which is the lowest world that we're in. Two different worlds, two different wavelengths. Sham Ein Makom LeYediyah, the place where there's Bechir, in this world where there's choice, there's no Yediyah of some sort. We'll hopefully try to explain and understand a little bit. Uve Makom Yediyah, where there's Yediyah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything in Atzilus, Sham Be'emes Ein Makom Bechir, I have no choice. In the world of Atzilus, highest world, I can't touch it. I can't make decisions what goes up there. So the world of Yediyah is one world, and the world of Bechir by decision making are two different worlds, two different planes that are going on here. Uchshemasig la'orzeh ha'atzim, when you get to this light, to this hidden light, this closed light, oz shebo kol zedonos bilti yotzim me'omek yediyos Hashem Yisbarach v'hu v'dayte retona kol echad. It's all the same. In other words, he's trying to explain that we don't understand. We can't comprehend this. I mean, we're trying to think in this world, how could Kadosh Baruch Hu know and us make decisions? He says there are two different worlds, two different languages here. It's like Mets and Yankees, two different worlds here. We're not going to understand. Like there's a Chazal, it's brought down most famously by Rav Chanan Wasserman, it's based on Kabbalah, that L'asad Lava, we're going to postulate Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. This world Beis Hillel, L'asad Lava Beis Shammai. Now, I forget who says this. Someone in Hasidus, I remember the name at the end, says it's both true. We're in a pasuk like Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in times of Mashiach. Now, what does that mean? We're going to light two menorahs, maybe one to eight, the other eight to one, maybe. Where other pshat is, it's a world where we don't understand. We can't comprehend. Somehow, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai are saying the same thing. How? I cannot explain to you. I don't know how. I don't know what that means. But there's a world out there that we can't understand. In this world here, we have Bechira. We do. We have Bechira to choice to do something good or to do something bad. In the world above, in the world of the Yediyah, which is called Atzilus, there everything makes sense and we can't understand it. So once you could grasp that we don't understand, like we spoke a couple weeks last week, any other day, I don't know. It's okay to say, I don't know. There's a world of I don't understand. It's okay to be in that world of I'm not sure what that means. That's what he says. Hashem Baruch Hu wants us. He wanted a Yitzhara. He wanted us to sin. Not that we should decide to. But when we do sin, that was somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Hareya kol zechus v'zocha l'kapara gemura. That Avera, now, that Avera, that turns into a mitzvah. When it comes to the times of Yom HaKippurim, it turns all the zedonos into zechuyos. So that's in essence, the goal is to make zechuyos, to do mitzvahs. That was Ratzon Hashem. It was a backwards way to get there. We did an Avera, we had a bump in the road, we had a Yerida, but then there was an Aliyah. So although we don't know how it happened, the avenue may not have been the purest of avenues, and we shouldn't choose such avenues, when we do that avenue in the end, it's all somehow Ratzon Hashem. And he gives the example of Sar Lazazel, which is a very complicated topic, that Sar Lazazel, some type of Avodah Zarah, he refers to Ramban here, that anyone put the shecht a goat and throw it off the cliff, it's a vodazara. But Yom HaKippurim, it's able to take even averas, even zedonos, and turn into Ratzon Hashem, turn into zechuyos. So that's the yisod. It's a big chizik that, again, moving forward, vayitin, nobody should choose to do averas. But those of us, who, and all of us, have done averas, multiple averas, different types of averas, all those should find chizik in that when we transform and go through a process of tshuva, those averas, those who don't, turn into chuyos, and that somehow, some way, was considered the Ratzon Hashem.